In Parshas Noach, after Noach comes out of the Teva, he brings Karbonus to Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayorach Hashem Esreach Yenichoyach, Vayomer Hashem Aliba Lo Yosef Lekala Lo Yides Adama Bavu Adam, Ki Yetzer Leva Adam Rami Nurov, Lo Yosef Voy Lahakis Es Kol Chai Kasher Asisi. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that it will never ever bring a marble to destroy the entire Bria. And the reason it's given is because Ki Yetzer Leva Adam Rami Nurov, a person has a Yetzer Hara, Zok the Ramban, it's a limitz chus. Of course this is going to be eventually going to be chait again in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what can a person do? What can a mensch do? He's born with the Yetzer Hara from birth. He has no choice. He can't avoid totally chait. Einisht tzadik baris sheyase atoiv aliyechto. And the Mefarshim shtelling a very obvious shaila here. L'chor, this is a direct stira to a pasuk that we had at the end of Parshas Bereishis. I mean, in Parshas Bereishis, the same reason, ki yetzer leiv adam rami nuruv, this very exact same reason is given as the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally bought the marble. Like the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem, ki rabba ro'as adam ba'aretz, v'chol yetzer machshav yislibi rak kol hayoyim. Vayinochim Hashem, ki asa as adam. That was the exact reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu regretted creating humanity, and he decided to bring the marble. Frektum v'arshim, how could it be that this same taina, what is it? Is this a reason to decree and cause a prosecution against Adam? And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't continue to be Mechalkel the Bria, or Fakarit, it's a reason to justify and validate and understand the chait of the Adam. And that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring the marble. So it seems very clear that the reason, that the difference is what's said in the beginning of the Pasuk over here in Parashas Noach. The beginning of the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem, Vayorach Hashem Esreach and Ichoyach. It seemed that the Karbonus created a certain change in heart, a change of perspective, that was able to be created a mapecha, that the very same reason of Yetzer Leiv Adam, Rak Ra, was able to be used actually as a defense for Adam, and to validate his existence. I like the Shtol Tzu, I think it's Kamana Mefurusha Gemara, Gemara in Erevin, Tav Samachem and Aleph says, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Mispate Biyeno Yesh Bo Midas Koine. If a person allows wine to be Mepate him, which literally means to seduce him, Rashi explains, it means that he uses wine to be able to change, give him a change of heart, to be able to forgive somebody, to understand someone. So it says, someone who does this, uses wine, Yesh Bo Midas Koine, Sheneemar, Vayar Hashem Esreach Enichoyach. Rashi explains that al yedei the kabbonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kilu mispate to understand better Adam HaRishon. The Ben Yoyada and this Gemara in Erevin explains, how does this pitoy happen? How does this change of heart happen? He says that kabbonis, he says using Kabbalistic terminology, but he says kabbonis, they are gvurois, they are eish, and they actually feed the midas adin, the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas adin. When it's fed with the mid, something that comes from gvurois, comes from eish, so then it's nepach l'rachamim, it's nepach l'rapim. It seems like this would be the mahalach over here. The kabbonis was able to change from a bad of midas adin to midas harachamim. So we think we have it clear. In a bad of midas adin, in a perspective of midas adin, when you look at the situation of man, yetzer leiv adam rak kol hayoyim, he has come out no choice but to chait, to be chaita, and veer off from the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring the marble. But when it's nepach to midas harachamim, the midas harachamim understands and justifies and reasons and says, okay, I have to have rachmanis. I have to rachmanis and realize that there's no choice. Yes, chait, I have to understand chait. I would like to be mimic a little bit more. What exactly merits the person, merits the Adam Rishon to a Kabbonis, to any Mahalach, to be Mahapach Midas Adin, to Midas Arachman? This Mahalach, being Mahapach Midas Adin, to Arachman, we find previously, earlier in the Parsha, during the Mabel itself, it says, the Pasuk says, Ayiskor Elikim Es Noach. The Pasuk says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Perches Pasuk Aleph, Ayiskor Elikim Es Noach Ves Kol Achaya. Elikim Es Elosh Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Noach, and he caused the water to reside during the Mabel, and caused the water to reside, and which eventually with that what saved Noach. But it's a shame Midas Adin. L'chara, this is Rachmanis. Rashi over there says, Zeh shame Midas Adinu. V'nevcha l'midas harachim l'yedei tefilas ha-siddiqim. The Rashi explains that yedei l'tefilas ha-siddiqim, the tefilah of Noach, it has the koyach to change around the midas adin to midas harachim. So this was actually midas harachim. But
The Tfilas HaTzadik changed my Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachmim. And I ask a question. If at the end of the day it's changed, it's Midas HaRachmim, so what does the Pasuk at the end of the day say? Vayiskar Lekimis Noyach. It was at the end of the day Midas HaRachmim. It was supposed to be maybe Midas HaDin, but it was changed to Midas HaRachmim. The answer seems clear. That what the Pasuk is saying is, Nepcha Midas HaDin Midas HaRachmim doesn't mean there was a Havamina to be Midas HaDin, and now it turns to Midas HaRachmim. It means the Midas HaDin itself tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Merachmim. The Tzadik has a koyach to cause the Midas HaDin to be maskim, the enemy of Midas HaDin, so-called enemy. It causes him to be maskim and agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be noyig by Midas HaRachmim. How does this work? So we already find this mahalach already in the B'tchilas Abri, in the first pasuk in the Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis borei elikim es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz. Zok Rashi. Borei elikim es midas adin, zok Rashi. B'tchila olo b'machshav t'ilivri ha-oilu b'midas adin. Yisro v'e'oshein oilu miskayim. Higtim v'shitafim ha-midas ha-rachamim. Zok tesfas emes in Parshas Bereishis. Very similar diktok. He says at the end of the day the pasuk says borei elikim. Zoktis Vasemes, it wasn't only a Havamina, it wasn't only a wild Havamina that maybe should have created the world with Midas HaDin. It still remains that the Tachlis Bora Elikim, Bereishis Bora Elikim, the Tachlis is Midas HaDin. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meshativ Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim is part of, it's a means to get to the end of Midas HaDin. But the Ikar remains Midas HaDin. What does this mean? It means Midas HaDin is the truth, is the Emes. Is Kim Rotzen Hashem Ad Hadiktok until the last T. This is the way supposed to, things are supposed to be. And when you Merachim Be'etzem, you're contorting and you're perverting what's supposed to be. You don't really gain anything. At the end of the day, it doesn't add up when you Merachim, you give a discount. It doesn't really, what's really not supposed to be against Rotzen Hashem. The Tachlis Avad is Midas HaDin. Is Midas HaDin. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, decided that the way to get there is he has to use Rachamim on the way to be merachim, to get eventually to Midas HaDin. And the Sfasemis says, there's not only a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Mitzarim, so too the Adam, the Tzaddik, every Yid, he is supposed to also have the same mahalach of Allah b'mechshavtoi, his rotzoin, his machshav is supposed to be Midas HaDin. Nor befoil in the Olam HaMaisa, he uses rachimim, explains the Sfasemis. Every single Yid, his rotzoin is supposed to be, his goal is to mekayim, shulchan aruch, rotzen Hashem, b'shleimus gomer, without a skip and a step. But that's what a person's trying to do, realistically he's trying to do. But on the way he's prone to make a mistake, can't be. This world is not shaykh, it's not shaykh. Ein ish sadik ba'aretz sheyaseh toiv le'yechta. A person has to understand that he might skip and on the way be understanding of himself. But it's kol zman where his goal, as long as his goal is to head, is to get to Midas HaDin. His goal is to come to a shleim with a full kiyum ratzon Hashem. I think this understanding of the Tfilas HaTzadik, it's able to be Mamahapich Lemidas HaDin Temidas HaRachamim. There are some people that they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Merachim, bend the rules, because that's the way they want to just stay. They want to stay that way forever. They don't really, they can't even visualize and aim for Bechlal Lemidas HaDin. That might not bring out the Midas HaRachamim when there's Midas HaDin. Oh, but the Tzaddik acknowledges the Midas HaDin. The Tzaddik says, I realize this is not the way it's supposed to be. The Tzaddik says, I realize this is not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to act to me. Be'etzem, the world deserves destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mirayv Tuva, I'm asking him that the Midas HaDin should make room by Midas HaRachamim because we want to eventually come to Midas HaDin. Over there, the Midas HaDin says, I'm maskim, I need to. I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates her. The Midas HaDin is even maskim that you have to be Meshativ Midas HaRachamim in order to get to Midas HaDin. That's what it means. Tfilas HaDidkim is Mahapich. That's the Lashon Mahapich. It turns it around, it allows the Midas HaDin in order to, the Midas HaDin decides that it elicits Rachamim. Getting back into this is the answer. This is the difference between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach. In Parshas Bereishis, the end of Parshas Bereishis, there was a Midas HaDin that didn't have any patience and wasn't able to understand Adam. It said, Yetzer Lev Adam Raminu of why? Because at that point, the humanity reached a matzav where they identified with the Ra. There wasn't any hope. They lost hope. They lost any realistic hope of an aim of coming back to Midas HaDin. If so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any room for the Yitzhar. What do you mean, make hanocha, make a discount? That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. He created the world for the Emes, to come to the Emes. A Yid to come to Dveikas, which is Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that's a prosecuting time, the prosecuting taina. He hates the leva adam rami nuah. In Parshas Noach, it's talking about after Kadosh Baruch Hu, after Noach bore Kabonis. Kabonis is similar to the Tfilas HaSadikim. Kabonis is acknowledging Midas Adin. Kabonis is acknowledging and validating and saying, yes, we deserve to be Be'etzim destroyed. We realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Balabas and everything has to be Sugestelt, everything has to be according to His Ratzon. And from those vegan, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try and understand this within that realm of Midas Adin. That is Mahapich the Gvurois, that pacifies, that's the Pitui, that's the Kilu, the seduction, that seduces HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that says, okay, this is Midas HaRachamim. All of a sudden, the same prosecuting taina, it turns into a defense. It turns into a defense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of a sudden starts to justify and validate and says, oh, we're headed the right way, we're headed the right way. We're headed to try to be Mekai Midas Adin. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayorach Reich Michoich Hashem. Hashem says, oh, now this is defense. Ki Yetzer Leva Odom Raminu. I understand that there's no choice for a person to hate. There's no choice for a person. He's prone to hate, but he's headed to the right to the Midas Adin. This is an akuda, I think, that is very Lamaisa. We're in a Dor Yosem. We're in a Dor Yosem where we find ourselves very shortcoming in many, many areas. And there's a very much, I find that there's a taina, people say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to understand us, he has to understand, we understand, we can't be Mekayim, what are the Aviseinu, what they were Mekayim, you know, we can't always daven the way we want to daven, we find ourselves not daven the right minyan, they're having the right kavonos, people talking Lashon Hara, people looking at different things that they weren't able to look at. There's two ways, there's the way that there are Mabel, and there's the way of Noyach. If we already have reached the Be'etzem, subconsciously, a point of surrender and a point of yish, where we let go of Midas Adin. We want just HaKadosh Baruch Hu just understand our Yitzhar, Yitzhar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, no, Yitzhar Adam Ram Min Uruv. That's not a reason. You're living in that Yitzhar Uruv. There's no reason for me to give Rachamim over here. The Midas Adin is going to be a viewpoint of Midas Adin. However, if we're like Noach, which is the Tfilas Adikim of Noach, which is the components of Noach, if we taka, We realize we also could be Omid Midas Adin. The Galus of Adam is endless. We even in Tavshin Pei, we could come to Midas Adin, like the Lashon Nesvasemes, Ayid Ki Mekayim Rotzen Hashem. His Shiva Amitis is the Mekayim Rotzen Hashem, and realistically, not a dream. He realistically has a Shiva to Mekayim to Daven be the Davsa Zayin. Be'emes, befoil to Daven be the Davsa Zayin. On the way, he glitches. On the way, he falls. He skips. Over here and over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely will totally understand him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden, that's the best defense. That's a limit chus, like the Ramban says. Ki yetzalei v'adam ra min uruv. We should have all be zoiche that had the midas adin, she mishapich v'asa midas harachamim.